See, it's very interesting that you mentioned about the fact that is there are people who are racist. Like even, you know, during our channel, Jacob is the host of the show after us called The Arts Show, and he's very good at interact with our audiences, but sometimes he find people who are being racist or having racist comments. And that's like, that's kind of like only a small group of people, right? But most of the time, being racist kind of equals less international, less open-minded. And of course, if you kind of behave like that, it also equals less educated.
Yes, education is a huge reason why I think many people are not so open, and I don't know, every guy is different, every person is different, and you cannot say it for a huge group, a type of group. It's a education thing.
Yeah, so are you from Berlin?
Berlin?
Yeah.
I live 2 hours from Cologne away.
Oh, I've been to Cologne. I think that is also a very nice city.
Yes, I like Cologne.
You like Cologne? What's the difference between this city and other cities in Germany or Europe?
I think Cologne have nice buildings there, nice sightseeing you can do. There's a huge church, but it's not a church. In Germany, it sounds as a Kölner Dom.
Okay. Right. Like, it's not really fair because you are from that area. So maybe people from Berlin will be like, "Oh, Berlin has the most beautiful infrastructure."
I think I talked with about beautiful cities. I talked with other people in Germany about it, and I noticed that many people say that Hamburg or Munich very beautiful. Hamburg. I also was been there. Hamburg is also nice. Mm-hmm. But yeah, everyone has their own favorite city, I think, when we talk about big cities in Germany.
Right. So I wonder, like, do you think the environment in Germany now or in Europe? I'm pretty sure, like, there are so many countries, right, in the Europe. So each country has different situation, like their financial situation, their different cultures, and also the environment could be very different, and the weather affects how they feel, how they express. Right. But I do want to know from your opinion and experience, how's the living experience in Germany now compared with maybe 5 years ago or 10 years ago?
Do you mean how is it to leave Germany?
How do you feel? Like in leaving Germany, because you
live in Germany.
You live in Germany, right?
Yes, I understand leave.
Yeah, no, like you stay there, right? How do you feel? Is the environment changed? Because I read and or watch from news that said, oh, maybe more people complain about the environment.
So, you mean how there's a political...
I mean, like, not necessarily political, right? But as a resident, as a normal person leaving that place, do you feel it's more peaceful or less peaceful, more diverse or less diverse?
It is peaceful, yes, sure. I like to live in Germany. For me, it's very comfortable and normal to live in Germany, and mm-hmm. it's difficult to describe. In Germany, I think it's there are differences between Vancouver and Germany, mm-hmm. but it's not so big a difference like before 20 or 30 or 50 years. It's very similar. There are differences like the traffic and buses. Yeah, also like the toilets are also different.
Interesting. So I feel like, you know, from an outsider point of view, and I read some news, maybe it's just the media, and then some of my German friends, they sort of like, they think for their life in Germany, it become like less peaceful and less harmonious because they're just like constant environment change. I mean, like the environment, not necessarily like physical environment, but maybe the political environment, because or more voices, more conflict between countries. So maybe that's not true, or maybe that's not like applied to everybody.
So in Germany, the people, it's a thing where you are, where do you live? There are cities that are not so nice to live, and there are cities that are very nice to live. It's the people in the cities are very different, and it's a huge difference to the people they live in the in North Germany, in South Germany, East and West. They are, the people are very different because you maybe you already noticed there's a different accent in maybe in Bayern. Do you know Bayern?
No.
Okay, it's in a state of Germany. In Bayern, do you there is the German language a bit different? You have dialect, and in East Germany also, and in Northern Germany and more in West Germany, there's the German language more like.
Do you find there are like many Chinese people in Germany? Because I feel like Europe is always a popular place for Chinese people to go for sightseeing and travel. Like some of them wanted to move there, but the huge barrier is, or the challenge is that they have like big language barrier.
Yes.
So, but I still find Germany is an attractive place to Chinese. And do you see that they stay there, make friends, or do you have Chinese friends there? They do business there, right?
I don't have really. I in my elementary school, I had a friend that comes from Japan.
Right.
But in Germany, there are not so many Asian people where I live. So there are some, but not so many. As Indian people, also not so many. I think the most of the people comes from Romania and from Turkey.
Right.
But you can have a good life in Germany. It's not so that it's for I think it's for an Asian for Asia people it's very hard to learn the language because other grammatics, other letters, it's all is different or completely all is different. It's very hard. So in Germany, I heard about it from Asian people that it's hard to learn. But if you can speak English, so you can speak with most of the people. English is the second language you will learn since elementary school.
In Germany?
Yes.
Okay.
English is a very recommended language, but it's the second language, and it's often that old people cannot so good speak English that as younger people.
Right.
Because younger people are doing the internet, they are more connected as older people.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, you know, in terms of communication, especially I also do education. I have some students there from kids to teenagers to adults. I was so surprised that they're still into learning and making their, especially English speaking skills to get improved, because I feel like, oh my God, nowadays we have, you know, like dictionaries, and we have AIs, we have AI translators, so we probably don't need that. However, it is so important to be able to speak in one, like, most popular language, which I think it's English and Chinese, because they're like most people speaking these two languages.
I already googled it, what are the most spoken languages, and yeah, it's on the top of it, it's Mandarin.
Right, it's Mandarin, because we have such a big population.
Yeah.
And I think, if I'm not wrong, India has also like the biggest population in the world, but
yes,
they don't have a universal language among their countries, so Mandarin becomes the most spoken language, right? So that, therefore, there are so many Westerners or other country people from other countries start to learn Mandarin. Do you have a plan to learn Mandarin?
My friend Arne, the other guy,
he speaks Mandarin?
No, but he told me that he haven't have to try to learn Japanese.
But Japanese is very different than Mandarin.
Yes,
but of course,
he also told me he want to try to learn Mandarin, but her girlfriend says to him, learn Japanese because someday you will travel to this country or something like that. Then he tried it, but I think he is not really, he don't get it really. It was more fun to learn
Mandarin.
Japanese. How I can say it?
So are you trying to say that he doesn't get enough fun by learning Japanese?
No.
Okay.
He tried to learn it with Duolingo. Do you know Duolingo?
Duolingo? Yeah.
And
what about it?
This is not a real good platform to learn languages. And it
was interesting.
More, I think it was more than... So it was not really... I don't know, I can't say it.
Okay, then let's just skip this topic, because I feel like I had this time where I was thinking, should I learn a different language than improving my English? Because English is also my second language, right?
Yes.
And many years ago, my English was just very poor. I had the chance, because I was working in the big company where they have people, or my colleagues are from all over the world. So I realized a lot of Europeans, they were born with multi-languages spoken. For example, Romanians, sometimes they naturally speak fluent English, Arabic, I think Spanish, and some kind of other country, other languages, I forgot. And people can speak up to 11 languages. Therefore, I was thinking maybe I should just speak some Japanese, but because I like Japanese, I think anime, or I should pick up maybe Spanish or Portuguese, but I decided to dive into English language, like the language I've already be able to speak and learned, which is English. Like you can see, I still get nervous or I still make mistakes, but now I can use this language to do academic work or host the show and talk to you. So that is my choice, right? And definitely would encourage people to pick either Mandarin or English to kind of communicate, because that way you can pass and deliver and exchange information more effectively, right?
Yes. I think you choose a very good choice. It's very, I think, in my opinion, if you are good in your own native language and mm-hmm. as and you speak English as your second language, it's perfect because English is almost the world language. It's the language, or it should be the language that you where you can speak in all countries.
Yeah, I get it, but like I really appreciate that. I think you did very well because you like obviously not super super great in this skill, but you took the challenge and trying to like express your ideas in this language, right? I think that is super inspiring and educational to a lot of our audiences from China, because a lot of them are trying to improve their English, but they're like, oh, I'm in it out, or I'm probably just not as good because I'm not as good, so I'm not going to try these things, otherwise I'm definitely going to get nervous and I'm definitely would feel super embarrassed about myself and people will laugh at me. However, you don't feel like people are laughing at you, or you don't feel like, oh my god, this is the end of my life, right? Although we could struggle a little bit, I was like this before, but I had a very calm conversation with you today.
I need to say it's always better to try, and to speak better you need to practice and try to speak and speak more, and so I thought it would be a very good chance to practice a bit, and I try rather than I don't give the chance. It's very important
to practice as much as possible.
Yes, you need you get out of your comfort zone.
Comfort zone, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I highly agree, because you know, if you think about it, you'd be like, oh, the worst case scenario is like that. I'm nervous because I'm having a conversational show in a language that I'm not super great at yet, right? But then it's like, oh, that's it. It's not really bad. And then I'm able to have a very fun conversation for an hour. So for the future, you will be like, oh, actually, I can do this, I can do that, and I can do more, because it's not going to be more challenging than this moment.
Yes, you can't get better when you even don't try.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, thank you so much for being in our show today. I feel like that's super educational and inspiring to my audiences, to my fans, to all the people who are listening to this. I think our Canadian audiences from this radio show also get very inspired to have people like you from Germany to visit Canada, and have a huge compliments to Vancouver, trying to master English as a language skill so that we're able to connect it in the future. And my students, no matter they are kids, teenagers, or adults, they also can learn from you, because I always tell them, like, just speak up and just get opportunities, catch opportunities to practice, because I was just as bad as you are, or I was so much worse than you do. And I tell them that sometimes they do take step out of their comfort zone, just like you do. So yes. Is there any last thing that you wanted to share with us or welcome us to Germany?
Yeah, I already said it. Try to get behind your comfort zone and try new things, and don't be shy.
Don't be shy.
Only you can get on, you only you can be better if you try. You can if you don't use or if you don't take your chance, you cannot be better or something like that.
Yes, right. Like, so you only have 4 weeks here, right?
Yes.
You only have 4 weeks here. You're supposed to work on your engineering job, but now you have another chance, opportunities and experiences. Sorry, you had this experience of like being in the live radio show.
Collect much experience as I can, and I want to see much as I can here in Vancouver.
Right.
So maybe is this journey? Maybe this journey is a start of many other journeys I want to do.
Maybe in a year. You will start your podcast or your live show, and make sure that you text me and I will listen to it. If it's German, then I will listen with AI translator. But if you wanted to always like get connected with us, just you can go and listen to us and my show every Thursday 4 to 5 on cjsf.ca, because you can click listen live. And for other audiences from the Burnaby Mountain or tuning on air from Canada, from America, from China, New Zealand, Africa, whatever, you can go to, I guess, like, you can go to everywhere. Chinese audiences, they know my account on WeChat, so I'm not going to promote it. But if you wanted to join us and leave my comments, you can just email callmenegotiator@gmail.com. @gmail.com, yes, that's correct. Or you can go to the Instagram, which is call.me.negotiator. So yes, thank you so much for joining us, and I really appreciate to have this conversation with Yannick, right? Yannick, but it starts with J, right?
In English, I think there are many people. Maybe the name is also common in English, and there it pronounced Yannick, but in Germany it is pronounced Yannick, and I like more Yannick than Janik. So.
Okay, yeah. All right, thank you so much then. And for the rest of the audiences, thank you so much. And please join us again next Thursday, 4 to 5 at cjsf.ca, or you can listen live from the radio, which is 90.1 FM. On Burnaby Mountain. And next week we will have another new guest. She's going to share about her journey, and I'm not going to expose that because I'm going to keep your curiosity open. And thank you so much. I will talk to you next week. And the next show is Jacob's The Arts Show, started at 5 p.m. at Vancouver time PST. So stay tuned.
Walk on by. Why not give a gift? Why not feel? Stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you, California. Oh, California.